This week's episode is all about the Slumber Party Tour. We give you a sneak peek of what happens on stage, behind-the-scenes true tour horror stories. We tell you the one rule of the tour bus, why I wore a bloody onesie at one of the tour stops, and Queen Jackie calls in to give her own review of the Slumber Party Tour. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into anything, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for this week's episode, and that is Audible.com. They love the podcast as much as you guys love the podcast, and they make it free. So if you want to give some love to our sponsor, go to audiblepodcast.com/besties. You can get your first audiobook for free, and go give them some love. They make this podcast free for y'all.
I'm going to start this episode.
Jesus, Pete! Start it!
We started?
Yeah, that was it.
Was that the beginning?
Wow, what a...
What is up, Tyler?
Hi.
See, you don't always know what's up either.
I do know what's up. You know what's up? We're going on tour!
Ah! You're here, you want to be here. Ah! And by here, I mean you want to be in a different city because you're going on tour.
Hey, Corey, what is going on? We are leaving Los Angeles.
I thought you were going to say Las Vegas.
We are leaving Las Vegas.
No, I don't live there.
Why aren't we doing a Vegas stop someday?
I mean, because if we're going to Vegas, we're going to have Celine Dion.
We're
special guest star Celine Dion in a onesie.
Here's the process about doing tour. It's like you need to see what else is happening in town that day. For example, Brisbane.
Okay.
Our Brisbane stop. You know who else is going to be performing that night?
Who?
Do we want to even give them the promo?
I mean, no.
who is it? Imagine Dragons, the same night.
Oh, jeez.
I know. So
we're playing the same town as Imagine Dragons?
Same night, same town. Imagine if we did Vegas. You know who's playing
imagine
the same night as us?
Everybody.
Everybody. Britney, Celine. It's like
competition. Mariah now.
Really?
Mariah.
Like Mariah or Mariah?
Mariah.
And when I mean like Mariah, I mean like a drag queen impersonating?
I actually saw a drag queen impersonate Mariah while I was in Vegas in March.
My mom and dad went to Vegas, and you know how parents go on one trip a decade and they're like, they never stop talking about it? That was my parents going to Vegas and seeing a drag show of pop queen impersonators.
I literally saw that drag show in March.
And yet you still...
I want to call Queen Jackie and discuss that with her.
We should call her. Let's call her. Wait, hold on.
Did she really see it?
Wait till you listen to my mom talk about this. She talks about it as if it's like... she saw the second coming. Okay, here we go. I hope she's not dead.
I hope she isn't either.
Oh, girl. What is she up to?
Two rings?
Is she ignoring our call? Is she screening my call?
Maybe she is dead.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she got another call.
Mom. If my mom's dead, I'm going to be absolutely annoyed.
I'm going to be absolutely annoyed because I have abs.
Okay.
Hello?
Is this the queen?
You know it.
We're here recording a podcast, so be on your best behavior, okay?
I always am on my best behavior. What are you talking about?
Queen, do you know what we were talking about? And I was like, we've got to get her on the phone.
What were you talking about?
Anal sex.
Oh, come on.
Just kidding. We're kidding.
Tyler was telling me that you went to Vegas and saw...
Mom, just tell us what you saw in Vegas.
Well, I went and saw a couple shows.
What'd you see?
Well, there was one show that was all men that were dressed up as women, like celebrity women, dancing and singing.
I saw that show.
Did you?
Like a few weeks ago.
Was Britney Spears on it?
There was not a Britney.
Let me tell you, our Britney was like awesome.
Was she?
Yes. I was thinking to myself, I can't even tell.
You thought it was the real Britney.
I did. I was like, that's the real Britney. And Cher was in it. And,
Who else?
I think Joan London. No, not Joan London. Joan Rivers.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know.
I even bought a DVD of it.
Oh, my God. Mom, and when you came home, you and Dad sat me down. I remember very distinctly as if, like, this was your, like,
you trying to tell me you love gay people. You were like, we got a DVD while we were in Vegas. We'd love if you watched it.
I don't think that's how it went.
How long ago was this?
It was quite a while.
And yet you still talk about it.
It was before Aiden was born, so it was at least 8 years ago.
And you're still living for it.
Yeah, I don't think I'd go back to Vegas, though.
Why? What'd you see?
There's a lot of stuff.
Well, the good news is...
Unless you like to gamble, I mean...
Do you gamble?
Yeah, but I lose.
Yeah, well, that's life. So.
Yeah, I know. So I don't like it.
Anything you want to say to your adoring fans, Mom? Queen Jackie?
Hey!
What a loser.
That was your opportunity to tell them to buy tickets.
You're going to get in trouble for calling me that because my fans do not like it when you are mean to me.
Oh.
Hey, Mom, we are doing a whole episode all about the tour, which somehow led to us calling you about drag queens. Can you tell the people at home? You've been to the tour. What did you think? Should people go?
Oh, yes, they should go. You'll have lots of fun.
Wow, a great review from my own mom.
You've seen it twice.
No, it's awesome. It's very cute and funny and
And tall and humble?
Me.
Yes, he's in it too.
what should people wear?
They wear their Tammy Cam.
Okay. This has been enough of you. I hope you have a great life.
Hey, wait a minute, Corey, did you like my cookies?
Oh my gosh. I ate all of the cookies.
Tyler, did you eat any?
You know, I've dabbled.
You dabbled.
Daddy
did. Did you like the
cards I made you? Yeah, Mom, listen. My mom also made me a cape, and it says queen on it. I thought it was an apron.
You have it on. You look like you had a bib on.
Well, I thought it was an apron.
Daddy was ready to dine.
Oh, boy.
Wasn't that cool?
Okay, so, Mom, good luck with your life. I hope you don't die today. Oh, my God, it would be such a diner. Oh, my God, if I were a cannibal. It would be such a downer if you died.
Yeah, you would be very sad.
Also, I would be like, whoa, I'm a psychic.
We'd have to change the channel to psychic babble.
We would definitely have to edit the podcast if you died. That would be so annoying.
That would be awful.
Okay, we gotta go. Love you. Later.
I love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, I am glad we called my mom.
I'm not. I'm kidding.
Drag her.
Last time I talked about her on the podcast, she texted me afterwards. It's like, I heard what you said about me.
It's like she thinks she has some exclusive, eavesdropping. But I'm like, Mom, it's public.
We're everyone's listening, not just you.
I mean, Jessica Alba listens.
Yes.
You know who else? Jim Carrey is a Psychobabble fan.
Yes, loves it.
Everyone can't get enough. Same with the tour.
Satan loves it.
Satan. I mean, you know. Who's that devil child?
Who's that lady?
Who's the devil child?
666?
Yes, yes, yes.
Northwest.
You know she listens.
This is actually what puts her to sleep at night.
Okay, we need to get back to the tour. So the tour, you just heard a raving review from one of the harshest critics I've ever had in my entire life. My own mother. She says, yeah, it's fine. You should go.
It's fun. Wear your jammy jams. No, I was going to say, you know how I was going to spin that? I was going to say, speaking of Northwest, she's coming to the Anaheim stop of the tour.
My mom?
Northwest!
Oh, I thought you...
Speaking of Antichrist.
I thought you were saying my mom... I'm like, Christ, I can't get rid of her.
I was like, there were people who did multiple tour stops the last... few locations we did.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, your mom's got to be up there for, most time seeing
She's
it.
She's definitely, what do they call it, a groupie? But who's hooking up with her?
But
is it you?
One of the tour people?
Corey, is she your groupie? Is my mom your groupie?
Only if she brings me more cookies.
No, Corey. And her cookies?
They're delish.
I got to go. I GTG.
Speaking of going places.
Speaking of GTG.
We are going on tour.
We are going on tour.
I'm very good at looping this around.
Let's get back to the tour. Okay, so Corey, we already went on one leg of the tour. It was to the northeast.
It was kind of like a leg and a half.
We did Chicago. We did Michigan. We did New York, New Jersey.
Rhode Island.
Pennsylvania.
Boston.
Kalamazoo. Back to Michigan. We went everywhere. It was a lot of fun, but now you know what we need to do? It's been decided.
I was going to say, we've already done it.
We need to go to the rest of the world. And everyone was like, okay, so you're doing the rest of the world. That basically just means you're going to London. I'm like, nyan, nyan, nyan.
We have 20 new dates.
20 new dates. Some of them are already sold out.
What? I love that.
I know. I'm dying. And we are recording this a little bit ahead of time for when this is actually going to go up. So for all we know, every single tour stop could be sold out. Go to TylerOakleyTour.com to see if your city is available. But let's talk about the tour, Core.
Let's talk
about some behind-the-scenes stuff that actually happened. Because a lot of people, they were like, why aren't you vlogging the tour? I'm like, girl, this is the first, like, I need to
They don't
I need
even
to
understand.
Focus.
I feel like we had 2 hours a day.
To sit.
That weren't. Like regimen.
Right.
Is that a word?
Right. Yeah. Like structured into what we needed to do. Because we were doing – so the last leg that we did, it was 7 cities, 7 days. It was literally go, 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 go,
My
go,
days
go, go.
Were in a days and my days nights were with a night. You're welcome.
Yep. We were on the road. We were in a tour bus.
It was a bus.
They asked us, do you want – your face on the side of the bus. I said, oh, girl, no.
So you just were like, give me that plain old bus.
I said, I need black on black on black. That bus better be slimming.
And it was.
And it was.
For all those bunk beds, who knew?
There were plenty of bunk beds. I even had my own room.
I mean, you had a one of those doors that comes out of the wall. Do you call that a door wall? Some people do. Listen, I had an ex who called sliding glass doors door walls.
Okay, well, I'm glad he's now an ex.
Yeah, that's why I broke up with him.
Have you ever walked through a screen door?
No.
Oh, my God. I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
You should do that on tour.
It's when the Windex is so good.
Did you walk into the glass or the screen part?
Daddy made it shatter.
I literally feel like that's your
pickup
line at the bar. You walk up to a guy.
It's when I do it. Hey, remember in Scream 4 when she made it shatter?
Yes.
That's what happened.
They also made it shatter in Scream 1.
Did they?
They threw a chair through the door wall.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Can we have a whole Scream episode in Halloween time?
Yes.
I guess that's called
Halloween,
October.
Halloween. We can.
Let's do it. Yeah, okay. Hopefully you stick around until then. If not, yeah, later. Back to the tour. So we spent a lot of time on the tour bus. Any shenanigans that you can recall?
I remember there were a lot of magic tricks.
Oh my God, I forgot. Yeah, we had a magician on board.
You hired a magician just to ride every stop with us.
You know, a lot of people have very unique riders. Okay, a rider is what the artist, quote unquote artist, requires for them while they're on tour. Sometimes it's
a magician.
Waters. Sometimes it's
All the purple Skittles.
Sometimes it's a magician. And we had a magician on board.
Okay, I mean, he was part of the crew. Let's not get crazy.
He had a lot of talents other than magician.
It wasn't a lavish tour. I mean, it was.
There were lavish breads. You know what a lavish roll is?
It's something about a Jewish bread. Right?
Yeah.
Is it tied in knots? Are there raisins and apples in it?
Can you not...
talk about
that's
carbs.
That's what I ask of my favorite baker when I'm asking for a lavish bread.
Can you not?
No, actually, that would probably be more for like a pretzel.
Yeah.
When you go to Auntie Anne's.
Can you not that pretzel and give me some cheese too?
Also, queso.
Can you? Queso. It's queso. Can you not?
What do you get when you go to Auntie Anne's?
Okay, listen. You know Jackson, Michigan did not have an Auntie Anne's. We had a pretzel with the hippo out front.
Oh, I got pictures of me on that hippo.
Did you make it shatter?
That's basically the description of my first hookup.
Did you make it shatter?
Daddy made it shatter. No, what is that made out of? Like copper?
I think a tough nickel.
If you go to the
Jackson Westwood Mall,
the Westwood Mall, there is a copper hippo.
It's a brushed nickel.
It is a brushed nickel. If anybody that is a psycho baby is listening, honestly, send us.
Oh my God! Go to the Westwood Mall.
I will
take a picture on the hippo.
Yes,
I might follow you on Twitter for a day.
Take a picture riding the hippo. Send it to us with the hashtag.
Make it chatter.
No.
Brushed nickel.
Hashtag brushed nickel.
But the good news is you should take the tour to the Westwood Mall.
Honestly, that's what I was literally just going to say. We are going worldwide, but we need to go to that hippo.
We should. There should be a hippo.
And I'm not talking about – I was going to throw my mom under some type of bus.
the tour bus.
What was the one rule of the tour bus corps?
No shitting on the bus.
Amen. And I'm not talking just in your bunk bed. You are not allowed to poop anywhere.
I mean, you could poop at the tour stations.
Yeah, if you...
the venues. God. Your, like, brain is, like, rubbed off on me, and now I'm an idiot, too. Now I'm an idiot.
My brain.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the rider. It was not just a magician. We also had... What were the things on our rider? We were thinking,
hummus.
We don't really need much.
Oranges.
We're simple folk. So we said hummus, oranges, pita.
Pretzels. Bananas. Oh.
Sugar-free Red Bulls.
They had some granola bars that were pretty good.
Cool.
I think they're maybe, weren't there like gummy bears or peach rings?
Oh my God. There no, but I have both in my apartment. You know what's up after this.
Well, is that a hashtag brag alert? I don't need you bragging about how rich you are. You can afford gummy bears and peach rings.
They were two for a dollar. I got both for a dollar.
So daddy
so I'm
went
still
to,
bragging. Hashtag
daddy
brag
went
alert.
To CVS.
Daddy splurged. Daddy broke the glass. Daddy shattered the glass.
So which city are you most looking forward to?
Oh, the places we're going on tour. Speaking of which, let's give some love to our sponsor for this week's episode. That is Audible.com. Now, for people who don't know, Audible.com is the leading provider of audiobooks with over hundreds of thousands of titles. If you want a book, you can listen to it on Audible.com. If you go to audiblepodcast.com/besties, you can get your first book free. They have been such a supporter of the podcast set. You know what? I feel like we gotta give them some major love. So if you go to audiblepodcast.com/besties. Like I said, you're going to get that first book free. This week, we are recommending Oh, the Places You'll Go, because honestly, the places we're about to go, that's worldwide. Dr. Seuss is giving you, I mean, adventure realness. Go get the book for free or any other book on audible.com. Again, audiblepodcast.com/besties. Your first book is free. We're recommending Oh, the Places You'll Go because the places we're about to go. But honestly, any book. And go get educated. Well, girl, we are going to the UK, Australia, Canada, the US. Who knows what other cities we might announce? And honestly, we have been paying attention to where people have been demanding. The London tour stop sold out in 10 minutes. Maybe 15, maybe 20.
I think it was 16 minutes and 43 seconds.
Okay, that's four Lady Gaga songs. Okay, so it took.
Or it's just one Mary the Night video.
I know, so it took that long to sell out London, so we added another stop. So honestly, if you want us to come to your city, you can still request it. Go to TylerOakleyTour.com. The very bottom, there's a link that says, request your city. We can
make
some
it
dates.
Work.
We have cushion around the tour so that we can add more cities.
Say those Londoners could be like your mom and say they've seen two shows if they go to both.
I will say, you probably should. What cities are you looking forward to?
I will say there are a lot of cities that I've never been to.
Talk about them.
I've never been to Adelaide, Australia, Brisbane, Australia, Perth, Australia, Melbourne, Australia. Never been to Seattle, Washington. I've never been to any of the Texas stops. I've never been to Vancouver.
You know what I'm excited for? One of my favorite cities in the world. Dublin.
Oh my gosh. I was like, we were only there for 24 hours once.
Corey and I went to Dublin in what year? 2012.
12.
And we spent 24 hours there.
Oh my. I don't think we slept.
We didn't
We had
sleep.
A hostel so we could lock our bags in a cage.
It wasn't one of the hostels where I brought a boy home, which apparently is taboo. I didn't know that if you're sharing a room with 20 people, you shouldn't bring a hookup home. Learned that the hard way.
Why to come to daddy's bunk bed?
Learned that the hard way in Amsterdam. But no, in
Dublin. That's why we can never go back.
Yeah, I'm not allowed back. In Dublin, we had a hostel, but we just left our stuff there.
Back and slept in that hostel for 1 hour.
I didn't.
I know.
Where did I go?
To the airport.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we'll go with that.
You know what Dublin makes me think of?
What?
How much I hate Ryanair Airlines.
Oh my gosh. Don't drag them. Tag them.
I will.
I mean, I will say one thing that I discovered during going all around Europe was that flights may seem cheap, but they got extra fees.
Yeah. Ryanair did.
I know. But that's why we are sticking to – how are we getting around the UK?
I think we have to fly to like Glasgow, which is Scotland.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know. Someone
Sometimes
teach
I'm
me.
Like,
my American Glasgow.
Between Glasgow, Brisbane.
I mean, I'm sure we're like, we're probably taking a bus from like
Melbourne?
London.
How do you say
Melbourne?
That's how you say it. I googled.com'd it.
It's Melbourne.
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 You know how you're supposed to say Sydney?
Sydney.
Exactly like that.
I nailed. I'm very good at an
Aussie
accent.
Do you know how you're supposed to say Dallas?
Brisbane.
Dallas. Two L's make a Y.
I hate you. Have you been to Dallas? Has Tyler done Dallas?
Daddy did.
Daddy did Dallas?
Daddy did Dallas. Actually, have I been to Dallas?
What are the chances of hot cowboys being in the audience at any of the Texas stops?
Well, I hired a few. So
in the Rider this year. Yeah,
they're in the Rider.
Is everything bigger in Texas? Will the tour be bigger?
Have you been to Texas?
I had a layover there once.
Okay, so you haven't been to Texas.
No.
Girl, we are going to go.
What are we going to do in Texas? I want to eat a steak as big as my face. And Daddy's got a big, beautiful face.
Very large face. So Texas, start preparing it now. Find a cow big enough, as big as Corey's face.
Listen, you know my dad's a butcher. Oh, I will not have a problem.
Okay, talk about brag alert.
My dad, my real dad, not my daddy.
Oh, big difference. If your daddy was a butcher, I'd be like, handle that meat with care.
I'd be like, bring me some extra bacon.
Girl, tenderize it.
Oh, that's a good meat term.
Thank you, thank you. Also, what's that thing you can use? Like it's a...
Tenderizer.
A mallet. When you take a hammer and you hit your meat.
A mallet. A tenderizer.
Is that, it's actually called a tenderizer?
Yes.
Oh.
Emily, you're still talking about the same thing.
Spices.
So...
Name your five favorite spices.
Coriander.
Ugh.
You know I've been like waiting my
entire
life
mine is?
For that.
Thyme. Oh my god, coriander and thyme. Would that be delicious?
I don't know.
Can somebody find a recipe with coriander and thyme? Please don't bring it to the tour stop. Honestly, I can't get sick.
Just tweet me a little recipe or a recipe. That's how you're supposed to say it.
Ah, yes, much like Dagus.
So, like, what happens on stage on your show? Are you going to, like, tease them at all?
God. Yeah, I'll tell
them. Daddy going to tease them?
You put that hand signal away, whatever that tease
is. I actually just signed in American Sign Language.
Oh,
is Daddy going to tease them?
I don't mean to be problematic.
You are my
fave. I didn't mean to shame your signing.
Thank you.
Because I did see the sign.
And it opened up your eyes.
Yeah, I saw the sign. the things that happen on stage, let's give them a little sneak peek. There's fun.
We have a secret handshake.
Oh my god, I'm so excited to go back on tour to do a secret handshake.
I do like seeing like the gifs and the videos of the secret handshake. I will say that's my most gifed
moment.
Maybe
we should upgrade. We should upgrade the secret handshake.
We should add another like
we should just
a paragraph
do 30 minutes choreographed.
Choreographed.
It's your time to shine.
Handography.
Handography. Oh my god, like kind of in Napoleon Dynamite?
You know what I would like as part of my rider on this tour? One of those ribbon dancers.
Oh my god, I've literally already decided we need ribbon. You know how I got a stick on stage?
Yeah. Your stick means a ribbon.
That stick means a ribbon.
I think our handshake should involve...
Hashtag that stick means a ribbon.
You know when...
tweet us pictures of sticks that need ribbons with the hashtag that stick means a ribbon.
Yes, please do.
That girl
do.
Needs some bangs.
Yes. No, you know
What's
when
that
people...
girl needs some bangs from?
Dunez from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Kristen Wiig.
Yes, so,
with their baby hands.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not the sizest to them.
Oh my god, maybe we need babies with hands at the tour.
Do you know when people are doing a choreographed routine,
you got there. Mm-hmm.
And they both like you and I both throw our ribbon sticks in the air and then we go back to back and then we like switch spots and we catch each other's sticks and continue the routine?
Yeah.
We should do that.
Okay. I am afraid to throw sticks in the air because last time I did it, it fell into the audience.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you poked yourself in the eye.
Daddy did.
You threw a stick into the audience? At what show?
Not my own.
Oh.
Oh,
remember that girl who bled on you on the tour?
Oh my god, wait, if you're listening, girl, don't worry. It's okay, we all bleed.
And it's a funny story.
It was funny. So during the meet and greet, so I do the meet and greets before the show.
Yes.
And
get them all amped up and warmed up.
Corey and I get to meet all of you who whoa, I can't even speak.
Use your words.
Corey and I get to
or
meet
your
all
hands.
Of you. I'm going to sign it.
I'll interpret.
Yeah.
So Tyler and I meet all of the VIP.
That's me signing.
Stop, please stop.
Clapping. I wonder if that was harsh on the ears of people.
It was harsh on my ears.
Sorry.
I hate you. I love you. So at the meet and greets,
M-E-A-T.
You're there.
There's,
we're there.
There's me.
You meet us before the show if you get a VIP upgrade. Still available, maybe?
Ooh, yeah.
Some
actually,
cities.
Here's a little thing. There's VIP upgrades that get given away at each stop. So if you didn't get VIP, you still have a chance, even during the show.
And say there's also like a part of the show where you could either come on stage or get to meet us off stage.
I bring people backstage
afterwards.
Because I feel like, okay, even though I can't meet everyone, I would try to meet as many people as possible. So we bring people backstage after the show. Everyone gets a chance. Maybe you might be you. But yeah. Anyway, what were we saying?
I'm going to say, a girl showed up to the meet and greet and bled on you.
Somebody got a bloody nose. And as somebody, I'm sorry.
I'm editing that out of this episode.
Sorry. As somebody who used to get bloody noses all the time growing up.
You had to go to the ENT.
No, I never did that.
In college once, our first year of friendship, you told me you canceled dinner plans with me because you had to go to the ENT. Ear, nose, and throat.
Some lies catch up with you guys.
Oh my God, I can't believe you stood me up for dinner to go meet a boy and said you went to the ENT. You did get bloody noses a lot in college. I did.
During our first collab, I had a bloody nose.
You can relate to this girl who bled down your onesie.
Yeah, so this girl bled on my onesie, and it was the last, I think it was the very last tour stop, so I didn't have any more onesies.
We were down to like two.
Or something, I don't know. And I was like, it was a true, what are we going to do moment? Because I said,
it was watch
blood everywhere. So I said, what am I going to do? Do I go out on stage with blood on me?
And of course you did
and
for
I
some
did.
Weird reason.
Because I was like, Corey, we need to explain the blood in case anybody thinks, you know, when Gaga did the 2009 VMAs, she started bleeding on stage. There was gasps from the audience. I didn't want to have one of those moments.
Right. So you wore the bloody onesie out.
Yeah.
And after they got done cheering for you to walk on stage, you said, some girl bled on me.
No, I had Corey ask. I said, Corey, you have one job today. Ask me what I am. I was an owl, and I had to say, I'm an owl, but I'm an owl that got shot down from the sky.
A wounded owl.
A wounded owl. Hashtag wounded owl. Send us your favorite pictures of wounded owl.
I think that might
please
be a little,
don't.
That might, don't hurt an owl in
actually,
this process.
Oh my God.
PETA is going to be all over us.
Are owls endangered yet?
PETA is going to be all over us. And you know what I say about a PETA?
Dip it in hummus.
Could you not that PETA?
Okay, so Corey, I'm excited for tour. Are you excited for tour?
I mean, I am excited. I was excited to talk about it in this episode, and I don't think we did at all.
I don't think we did. So we're recording this a little ahead of time. So there may be some tour dates that have been added since when we're recording, and some tour dates may be sold out. So go to TylerOakleyTour.com, get your tickets today, maybe get some VIP upgrades. Who knows what's still available.
Tweet us when you get the tickets.
Yeah,
My Twitter feed has been that, and I love it.
I've been giving love to everybody that's been getting tickets. So get your tickets. Tell us, show us screenshots, get your onesies ready. Corey, let's go through a list of cities we're going to this year that have already been announced as of this recording. Corey, what's up first?
Dublin, Ireland. That was my accent.
Are we pronouncing these cities as they're pronounced in the local areas?
In their local areas?
Yeah. London. That's my British accent.
I think it's actually...
It's London, because you know how
London.
You go to the loo.
London, England.
They go to the loo.
God, my London. Accent's awesome.
Mm-hmm. What's next?
I said London.
Oh, two cities.
There's
we're going
two
to two
stops
stops in
London.
London. Manchester? Now, really, this next one, I'm not quite sure if you can get. Because we don't actually know.
Glasgow.
Soodle.
Scotland. Soodle.
We're going to Soodle.
Soodle, Washington. San Fran.
That's what the locals call it.
San Diego.
Ian him.
San Antonio.
Yes.
You already said Deus, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Atlanta.
Orlando.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's how they speak.
Yeah.
Brisbane.
Really?
Brisbane. Beth.
In Melbourne.
Did we just literally offend everybody?
Listen, I'm not here to make friends.
Oh, God.
I'm here to go on a worldwide tour.
I think the point of that was so that they don't actually know where we're going, so that they actually have to go to TylerOakleyTour.com.
You'll have to go to TylerOakleyTour.com.
And see where we're going.
I am so excited to meet you guys. I'm so excited to hug you guys. If you didn't get VIP upgrades, do not fret. There's still chances to come backstage after the show. You might get a VIP upgrade ahead of time. You might be brought on stage during the show. Who knows?
We might accidentally throw a stick at you with a ribbon on it.
If you come. If you don't, whatever. Good luck with your life.
I mean, I guess you're missing out on probably a fun time. To quote Queen Jackie.
We gotta go, Corey. Where can people find you?
Oh, just
besides on tour.
On the tour in all of those cities. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Twitter. Mm-hmm. There's lots of updates there.
Yeah.
You know, just Corey Cool everywhere on the internet.
Right. And I am Tyler Oakley. We are going to be giving you updates as we go along. If you want us to vlog it, maybe we'll vlog some of tour. Tell us, demand it if you want it. And follow us on Twitter for updates. If you like the podcast, be sure to follow us on iTunes. How can people find us?
Go to iTunes.com/psychobabble. And just a little click to just find it and to click it and to subscribe to it.
It's free to subscribe. Okay.
And if you're a new cycle baby, listen to the old episodes.
I will say, Corey, there are tens. Oh, you said gems, I said tens. There are tens of episodes that are available to listen for free.
Yeah. Binge it.
Binge it.
I see so many people like driving saying, I got a 7-hour trip and they're going to binge listen to all of it. And I'm like, do it, girl.
I will say most of the episodes are not topical. So you can go back and listen and it still is relevant to your everyday life.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how relevant this episode. That copper hippo?
It's brushed nickel. I'm not
talking about the one in the mall. I'm talking about Queen Jack.
She's a copper?
She's been changing her hair color.
Copper is not her color.
Tell her that.
I'm kidding. Your mom's beautiful.
Mom, I love you. You're beautiful. But also a copper hippo. Hippos are eleganza. Don't even come for a hippo. We gotta go. Later, y'all.